Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babican. Martin, it's great to have your company once again.
Thank you very much, Shane. Thank you very much. We have to do our forecast. It's a very important forecast before Christmas.
And I guess the all-important question is, will we see some rain over the next couple of weeks?
I think there will be some rain. I'm very confident, even though all the climatic conditions they're talking about, Bureau says, oh, we're going through the drought situation and everything is going against us. I'm saying no. Climate on the summertime, the transition season, it's not easy to predict because monsoon is playing an important role, Antarctic is playing another role, Pacific Ocean is playing another role, Indian Ocean, everything is working together. So the situation is that the more important thing is the heat is affecting Australia, the temperature is rising, and the low pressure is developing with the Central Australia and moving further south. But the most important thing is now, every now and then we have to monitor, the most important thing is the dry continental air mass. The air mass which comes from Alice Springs, from Central Australia into the Northwest Slopes and Plains, into the Hunter region, into the Gloucester area. It brings very hot conditions, a very, very dry air. Humidity drops below 10%. And it stays for 2 or 3 days. It takes about a week, that air mass, to adapt to the local conditions, then the condition could change. So it's going to be a bit complex with the heat conditions. Otherwise, nothing important. So what's happening now, the weather situation? There's a high-pressure system in the Tasman Sea, and there's an approaching cold front from the west, producing hot, dry air, which is dry continental air mass, northwesterly winds, to the most of the state. That's what's causing problem. There's severe fire problems, fire dangers for Northern Slopes, Northern Tablelands, and in New England, and some part of the Hunter region too. So that's going to be very critical weather condition. We have to monitor the fire situation. So looking at the weather forecast for next 2 weeks, looking for Gloucester and Hunter. I'm looking at Hunter. I'm focusing in the center of the Hunter region for Colburn. This is where most of the wine industry is. And Cessnock, so trying to virtually work out exactly how much rain they're going to get, what's their relative humidity, what's the soil moisture, what's the soil temperature, and how could virtually that affect our grape productions for next year. And that's very important. At the same time, I'm monitoring the extreme weather conditions for Hunter Valley in case if there's any hail situation, we could advise farmers over there to protect their products. So this is what the forecast has been done for Gloucester and Hunter region. Looking at Gloucester, looking for week one, looking from 13th of December till 19th of December. Looking at Tuesday, it's going to be sunny or a few cloud, maximum temperature 33, humidity for 24%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Wednesday, sunny, temperature rising to 36 degrees, and then humidity about 24%. On Thursday, I'm going for showers and then developing some rain. There's a change coming across. And then looking at the amount of rain, 10 to 13 millimeters possibility with this rain situation. Humidity 65%, soil moisture 21, soil temperature 22. On Friday, I'm expecting some scattered showers plus thunderstorms activity within the showers. Again, 10 to 12 millimeters rain with the showers activity is passing through the region. Of course, Bureau is going for not 0.1, not 0.2, not 0.3. They're giving a broad picture weather forecast. I'm giving focusing on Gloucester area if there's trigger thunderstorms activity within that region, within the showers activity, it's going to increase the rain. So I'm adding that to my forecast. I hope that's all right. On Saturday, I'm expecting, again, some showers, then more continuous showers, about 6 millimeters of rain, of showers activity, and then humidity rising to 54%, soil moisture 26, soil temperature 22. On Sunday, light showers, maximum temperature drops to 24 degrees, that's where the change come across. From that point onwards, till Christmas, heat wave stops. There'll be no heat wave from that point onwards. I'm saying temperature is going to be 24 degrees, humidity 72%, and then 2 millimeters of showers possibility. On Monday, light showers, about 2.6 millimeters, and then maximum temperature 26 degrees, looking at amount of showers for week one, about 20 to 35 millimeters possibility with all the amounts which I'm predicting. A bureau is only predicting 6 millimeters. So let's hope my forecast is accurate, so it will bring more showers within the region. Week two, from 20th to 26th of December, Tuesday the 20th, showers and thunderstorms, 3.8 millimeters. Wednesday, thunderstorms, 15 millimeters. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 13.5 millimeters. Friday, light showers, 3.8 millimeters. Saturday, rain, 6.1 millimeters. Sunday, which 25th of December, Christmas Day, fine conditions. All that rain stops, Christmas will be fine. Maximum temperature will be 27, humidity 36%, soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 22. All the showers happening, everything. On Christmas Day, all stops, which is good. The total amount of showers for week two is about 40 millimeters. Going back to the Hunter Valley, Pocalbin area, and then looking at the Cessnock area, again, same situation. Nothing has happened. Nothing's changed. Looking at them, Tuesday should be okay. Wednesday, few clouds. The Thursday is going to be rain, 15 millimeters. Friday, rain, 6.9 millimeters. Saturday, rain, 6.9 millimeters. Sunday, showers, 2 millimeters. And Monday, showers, 3.6 millimeters. The amount of rain showers for Hunter Valley, Pocalbin area, is about 30 to 35 millimeters. Soil moisture starting from 22% to 21, ends up at the end of the week, 24%. Soil moisture, 19 degrees soil temperature. Week two for Hunter Valley again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all. Tuesday, thunderstorm showers, 4 millimeters. Wednesday, thunderstorm showers, 15 millimeters. Friday, rain, 13 millimeters. Saturday, light showers, 3.8 millimeters. Sunday, rain, 6.1 millimeters, totally about 40 millimeters. And on Christmas Day, again, for Hunter Valley, for Cessnock, for Colburn area, it'd be perfect conditions. Weather would be fine, humidity would be 30%, conditions are just perfect. Now, looking now for our area, my friends, Narrabri, northwest slopes and plains, there's a fire danger for northwest slopes and plains is high, northwest slopes, high, New England is high fire danger. Conditions are very, very strong over there. The temperature are very, very high. At this stage, dry continental air mass is moving there first. But at the same time, once you start getting to Thursday, temperature is going to be very high. From Friday onwards, temperature is going to drop below 30, close to 30 degrees all the way to the end of the month, all the way to Christmas. I don't think there will be another heat wave situation. Looking on Tuesday, few clouds, temperature 34, relative humidity 22%, soil moisture 17, soil temperature 26. On Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 37 degrees, and relative humidity 19%, and then the soil moisture is going to be 15%, soil temperature 27. On Thursday, again, partly sunny, 37 degrees, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 28 degrees. On Friday, I'm expecting rain for Narrabri. Maximum temperature drops to 31 degrees. Humidity rises to 43%, 5.6 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 25. On Saturday, a few clouds, maximum 32. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum 33. On Monday, light showers, 2 millimeters. So total amount of showers for week one for Narrabri is going to be 8 millimeters. Week two, that's going to be a very important week, which I'm hoping that the thunderstorms and showers is going to move in, because that's where, just before Christmas, the monsoon season becomes very active. Intertropical convergence zone from the top of Australia comes further down, hit Australia and produces very unstable weather patterns. So I'm calling it Tuesday the 20th, thunderstorms and showers, 31 degrees, humidity 57%, and 4.6 millimeters rain, showers, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 24. On Wednesday, thunderstorms and showers, maximum temperature 32, but I'm expecting these thunderstorms on Wednesday is going to be very active thunderstorms. I don't know how much we're going to get out of it. I'm saying over 20 millimeters, possibly, once it passes over Narrabri. some places are going to get over 20 millimeters of showers out of these thunderstorms activities. And then soil moisture is going to rise to 28%, soil temperature 23 degrees. On Thursday, thunderstorms, maximum 30, humidity 54%, about 15 to 20 millimeters of showers again. On Friday, few cloud, maximum 31, and then humidity 51%. On Saturday, thunderstorm showers, 2 millimeters, humidity 46%. On Monday, the Christmas day, on Sunday, is going to be, sorry, on Sunday, the weather will be fine for Christmas day at the Narrabri, Moree, and all those places. And then the maximum temperature is going to be about 33 degrees. And then relative humidity 35%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 25. So it seems all okay, good weather conditions, some good rain for week two, and on Christmas Day, all the places, weather's going to clear. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
And Martin, thank you so much, and may you have a lovely Christmas as well. We're really looking forward to, hopefully these showers will eventuate next week.
Next week, we're gonna monitor this one next week. We're going to keep it up, see if everything is sort of focused. But I'd like to know if they get that amount of showers on week within the region. I'll be very, very interested to know how much showers we're going to get. Because what's happening, the Bureau of Meteorology is virtually predicting 0 to 1 millimeters of showers, or 1 to 4 millimeters of showers, 0.2 millimeters of showers. I'm saying, okay, that's the case. 0.2 millimeters, temperature 40 degrees. How much that shower is going to hit the ground? Zero. It means never hits the ground. There'll be no wet conditions. I'm looking at the dynamic model, the forecasting techniques, how we're going to get the intensity of atmosphere and stability to produce how much shower. I'm producing coming different results. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin. And for more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.